This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. President Biden is authorizing the State Department to provide additional aid to Ukraine. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
When Russia invaded late last month, Secretary of State Antony Blinken noted the U.S. had provided $1 billion in aid to Ukraine. The president is now authorizing up to $200 million more to cover weapons as well as military services, education, and training as Ukrainians seek to repel the Russian invasion. Congress has approved an additional $13.6 billion in aid, nearly half to cover the costs of sending troops and weapons to Eastern Europe, and a slightly larger amount for refugees and economic aid. Biden plans to sign that bill next week. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Russia's military pounded Ukraine with artillery and airstrikes Saturday amid fierce fighting northwest of the capital of Kyiv and in several other cities as Russian troops massed 25 kilometers from the capital. At a news conference, President Volodymyr Zelensky said 1,300 Ukrainian soldiers had been killed. Ukraine's foreign ministry tweeted on Saturday that Russian forces shelled a mosque in Mariupol where 80 people were sheltering. President Zelensky said at a news conference Saturday that Russia was sending in more troops after Ukrainian forces disabled 31 of Russia's battalion tactical groups and what he described as Russia's largest army losses in decades. Zelensky did not elaborate. His claim was not verified. The Ukrainian president also said he spoke Saturday with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and French President Emmanuel Macron about pressuring Russia to free the mayor of Melitopol and urging Russian President Vladimir Putin to order an immediate ceasefire. From